You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's Uptown Girl Live at the Auckland Town Hall by the Beths. We'll be talking about this song for a reason very shortly. That is the Beths performing live at the Auckland Town Hall, Uptown Girl. Hello, sports team. I'm calling you sports team right now.
Hello.
But you're becoming goblins in about 3 minutes' time.
Yeah, we got to be quick, otherwise the transformation starts.
Exactly. We are talking to you in your non-goblin form initially because you guys have announced a very exciting thing, which is a big old fundraiser for a very cool movie that you are putting together. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, we can't tell you anything about the film. We're intentionally been evasive and calling it Untitled Sports Team Horror Film.
Oh!
But we are filming our first feature film. It's a micro-budget horror film that we're shooting in Canterbury in January. And we're raising, oh my gosh, we're raising hell. We're raising a boosted campaign. And we're doing a screening, a very special screening of the Beths concert film that we made in 2020.
Which is so called good. Auckland, New Zealand 2020 is the name of the
and
concert film.
Came out in 2021.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes.
And now we're doing an official screening in 2023.
Yay! Okay, awesome. So that's fundraising for your untitled horror film.
That's right.
And what's the date? Where's the place? Give us the details.
Yeah, it's gonna be freaking awesome. We're doing it at the Hollywood Avondale.
Hell
on
yeah.
November 14th. We're doing, it's like doors open at 7, just around 7:30 we're going to play all the music videos that we've ever made for the Beths. Turns out there's like a good 40 minutes worth.
Amazing.
And then we go into the movie, go into the tour doco, the whole shebang, ending with a Q&A with the band themselves, IRL, us, all hosted by Jesse Mulligan, who's said that he'd do it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
He was like, yeah, sure. He's like, I'll just have to get there after the project.
I love this. Well, you've given him good time by putting on 40 minutes worth of music videos, a film, and a tour documentary.
Yes.
I feel like it's going to be really good.
Exactly.
If people want to get a ticket to this, where do they get a ticket from?
Under the radar, baby.
Yes, under the radar, .com.
.co.nz.
Jesus Christ.
I knew that.
Practice this. No, at school we've got wage and unwage prices because of the cozy lives. And Yeah, I don't know.
If people can't go on the 14th as well, they can donate directly to your Untitled Horror Film if they want to see some good sports team chaos going
on. Absolutely. We've got a boosted going. We launched that on Monday. Yeah, so if you can't make it to the film, but you're like, God, I have too much money in my bank account and I'd really like to support sports team and their crew, then yeah, go to booster.com. Search sports team, or you can go to our Instagram, Team Sports Team, and it's in the bio.
Excellent.
We're really, this year we've described as our pivot year.
We've
really tried to set up new projects for us to do next year and do less music videos, which is, I know, but we've made over 40 of them and we're ready for a new challenge.
Have a pivot.
And a feature film is a crazy idea, but is something that we want to do, you know, we just want to do. We want to do that. We want to make lots of them. So this first one is going to be the hard one, but if you want to get behind us, thank you in advance.
Excellent. See you guys at the Hollywood on the 14th of November. Yes. You guys ready to swap hats now?
Yeah. It's cool. The claws are coming out.
All right, who's the Hobby Goblin?
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Fucking hell. Excuse me.
Sorry.
I mean, peas and cry.
Gee whiz. This is actually quite a neat segue between your horror film into your horror knitting, which you've been doing.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically last time, we had a texter, and I'm pretty sure it was Matt, but we will check the name. And if it is not Matt, and it was you, text us right now and confirm. But we had someone text in and say that they wanted your craft this week to be knitting.
Yeah.
Which we have not had yet.
And I did not know how to do 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's impressive. And they wanted the vibe to be horror films, which is very specific and good for October.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what was your approach? Callum, I'm going to start with you. You never knitted before?
I've never knitted before. So my approach was to text my flatmate Hannah and ask her to teach me how to knit, which she said that she could do.
Huge shout out to Hannah.
She said, I'll teach you how to knit in 6 minutes.
Whoa!
I think it was more like 60 minutes, but it was, that was on my part, not hers.
I appreciate the confidence of Hannah coming in hot with a 6 minute tutorial.
And I've got to say, it was a remarkable experience.
Oh, amazing.
The feeling of learning.
Oh,
like really learning something.
I wish you could see Callum's face right now. It's like the face of a man having an epiphany.
I'd forgotten what that felt like, because in my stoic adult ways,
forming new connections in your brain.
It was honestly, this is what I dreamed that Hobby Goblins would be. That I didn't think about movies for several hours.
Yep.
And just really had to focus on this incredible craft.
I love that.
Like, knitting, do you know what this is? This is one piece of wool. It's tying knots or something. I don't even understand. But it's remarkable, and it's really crazy that it works.
You sound like a changed man, Callum.
This is without a doubt it was a huge kindness to be taught how to do this. Mm. If you know how to knit, teach your friend how to knit, because it's going to blow their minds.
I love that. Did you also have an epiphany about this, or have you knitted before, Annabelle?
I have knitted before, but I needed a reminder. And I just want to say, I do think that what's going on with Callum right now is all smoke and mirrors to make up for
it's
what
not true.
He's made.
Ah, okay.
It is 100% earnest. I am so proud of what I've made.
I think he's trying to wow you with some peacock feathers.
I'm not a pro yet.
Hearing too much backtracking from you, Callum. It's Annabelle's turn to talk. Sorry. How was the experience for you?
It was wonderful. Honestly, because I got taught how to knit by my grandma, and so it kind of brought back memories of her teaching watching me, which was lovely. And yeah, and also just, gosh, shout out Hannah. It was, she was so patient with us.
The secret third goblin this week.
She absolutely is a secret third goblin. It's so true. I really enjoyed it. I wish that I had more time to work on this.
So in terms of vibe this week was very specifically horror films, which is in your general wheelhouse, as we've already discussed.
Yes.
Well, how did you approach this? What was your angle on it? Is it time to reveal?
I think so.
The knitting? I think it might be. What? Oh, they're small.
Come on.
What did you expect?
Hey.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're going to start with a description of Callum.
I made this spooky square.
A square is a generous description of that shape, I'm not going to lie to you. Give us a colour. What colour are we looking at?
Blue.
It's quite a grey blue.
Yeah.
It's got some holes. It's got a spiderweb vibe. I'm not sure if that's on purpose or if that's the skill level that you're working with.
That was the spooky approach that I took to this piece.
Did you have a particular horror film in mind when you were making this?
No, I was really just focusing on learning and improving as a person, and we should focus on that. Well done, Callum.
Yeah, okay.
Well done, Callum.
Well done, Callum, I think. It's got two very... haven't even trimmed the stragglers.
I kind of like them.
He was wearing it as an eye patch.
It does work as an eye patch.
It's giving I went to art school and I would like you to see the process is what it's giving. It's got, I mean, hey, me too, so.
No, it's true, it's very true.
There's some big holes in it, but they kind of add personality. It does look like a spider's web. I don't think that's on purpose, so I'm not sure if I can entirely give you points for that. But it's charming. You know, it's a bit ratty. It's very sweet. If my child came home, my hypothetical child came home and said, look, I've made this thing, I'd be very proud of them.
Yes.
So I guess you can have some points for that one.
Oh,
we've started with Callum's because what have you got here, Annabelle?
Okay, so I decided to make a choker necklace that looks like I've been slashed on the neck.
It's very kind of glamorous gore going on.
Yeah, that's the idea.
It's actually quite beautiful.
Thank you, Rachel.
So it's it is one red, sort of maroon red band. Blood red with three big drops of blood.
Yeah, these are droplets.
And actually quite neat, I have to say. The knitting on that is quite neat. You do
Thank
have
you.
A leg up in that front because this was Callum's first knitting rodeo. As someone
it's
said,
true.
Does Callum have a new religion now?
It is, I do. And I can't wait to find out what purling is.
Hey, that's the next step. Grizzy's also said knitting is a form of witchcraft, not magic.
Okay.
Grizzy would know, she is a witch.
Okay, that's good.
I love that. This feels very witchcrafty, yeah.
Do you feel spooky? What horror film was informing your...
Scream.
Scream, okay, it was very specifically Scream.
Yeah. I came up with the idea first of I'm going to make a choker that looks like twee. Twee, I've been slashed in the neck. And then
that
I thought,
Scream, yeah.
What's the first movie I think of when I think of a big old neck slash is Scream.
Scream, yeah. And it is also quite twee, very silly film.
Yeah,
so,
camp.
Yeah, very camp. Okay, these are really good. We're going to whiz through some scores, I have to say. Pride, Callum.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Pride, Annabelle.
5 as well.
Okay, I actually believe both of those. I think you're both genuinely very proud of this. Skill, Callum, 2.
That's fair.
Yep, Annabelle, 4.
Thank you.
Strong today.
Thank you.
Creativity, Callum, 2.
Yeah,
it's a square with some holes in it.
How do I respect that?
Annabelle, 4.
Thank you.
It's really good. I'm really impressed with it today. Goblin factor.
Ooh.
You're getting a 3.5.
Hey!
There's something quite goblin-y about it, Callum. I'm also going to give you a 3.52 because it's goblin in a completely different way, but
Thank
I am
you.
A big fan of both in very different worlds. I think we already know where this is going, but
me too. I'm desperately taking photos.
You've picked us a good song while we do a bit of score counting.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east,
wow,
to the master bedroom where the vampires feast.
Wow. Wow.
The ghouls all came from their humble abodes,
wow,
to get a jolt from my electrodes.
He did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Wow.
The zombies were having fun.
Didn't you, wow.
The party had just begun.
Didn't you, wow.
The guests included Wolfman,
didn't you, wow.
Dracula and his son.
Wow.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds.
Wow.
Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds.
Wow.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive,
wow,
with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The text machine has a clear favorite, I'll put it like that. But the scores.
Oh, who?
Well, Annabelle.
Oh, damn.
But the scores may say a different story. Stella, what have we got?
A shocking revelation. Annabelle, you're sitting on a 16.5. That might be the highest
that,
score we've ever
the
had.
Score yet.
And
oh,
Callum,
God,
you're sitting on a 12.5.
Damn.
Annabelle's the winner. We're going to not destroy your beautiful choker. But we are going to destroy Callum's I do feel quite bad about this, Callum, because you've had such a spiritual experience getting into knitting.
It's all right. I've already destroyed probably three or four attempts at knitting, so this is the first one that took.
All
so
right.
I think get
oh,
rid of it.
Pair
okay
of scissors in hand.
God, this is the worst I've felt about.
Hold it up to the mic, Annabelle. Give
okay
us some ASMR.
Oh, yeah, let's turn this up.
Can you hear that? It's,
kind
these scissors
of
are too
blunt
sharp.
Oh. Oh, it's quite sad.
I don't feel good about that
it
at
was
all
like a very sort of quiet, deflating experience to watch that one,
yeah,
go down.
I've cackled in the past, but
just feel sad about that. Callum,
I'm sorry, Callum,
congratulations on finding a new passion.
It's this distraction just bounced right off me. I feel amazing. no sweat, respect. Love the Hobgoblins.
Love it very much. Also, important PSA, because the Hobgoblins are going off to make their horror film,
yes,
we have our last Hobgoblins for the year. They'll be back in the new year, but the last ones for 2023 is in a fortnight. So text us now with a craft the goblins need to learn,
yes,
and a vibe,
mm,
that they need to do it in. For example, this week, the craft was knitting, the vibe was horror films, and we would love to hear it on 5395. And while you're at it, jump on their boosted, give their horror movie some support,
yes,
and
please
buy a ticket to,
yep,
go to their film screening on the 14th of November.
If you go to sportsteam.co.nz, everything's there.
Amazing. See you guys soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.